WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. All across the country, people are ready to watch tomorrow's total solar eclipse. This woman is in Houlton, Maine.
I really want my kids to, you know, have this experience and, like, forever remember this.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul expects a lot of visitors to her state.
Everybody's excited, so be courteous to each other. Prioritize your safety and the safety of your family, and everyone have a spectacular time.
NASA will broadcast the event from Kerrville, Texas, where CBS's Janet Shamlian is.
Letitia Farrar will watch her 21st alongside millions of others in Texas.
Seeing an eclipse is often a once-in-a-lifetime event. Not for you.
That's correct. Not for me. I've seen 20. All over the planet, 7 continents and 6 oceans.
Small businesses like the Rinery, a winery in Fredericksburg, Texas, hoping to cash in.
You're going to have specialty wines produced just for the eclipse.
A Southwest Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in Denver after a piece of the engine fell off during takeoff, from ATC.net.
Several passengers and flight attendants heard something loud hit the wing.
This man was on board.
It was really an amazing experience. I only realized when I got out of the gate what had happened.
It has been 6 months since the Israel-Hamas war began, and CBS's Christiane Benavides tells us Israel's now pulled most of its ground troops out of the Gaza Strip.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is a step away from victory. Sunday morning, Israeli troops started to reduce their presence in southern Gaza. An Israeli spokesman told CBS News it's an evolution of the war effort and not a partial withdrawal.
I'm Peter King. With humanitarian aid slowed to a crawl and the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen workers last week, members of Congress are asking whether or not unconditional aid to Israel is still a good idea. National Security spokesman John Kirby on CBS's Face the Nation.
The president was clear with the prime minister. If there's not changes, if things don't get better, then we're going to have to make changes of our own.
The University of South Carolina remains undefeated. After winning the NCAA women's college basketball title today for the third time, the Gamecocks beat Iowa 87-75. Coach Don Staley.
Carry the burden of, you know, every single one of your players, all the coaches and staff members that put so much into our team.
She got a call from President Biden tonight congratulating her and her team. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Our local music, Joey from Bad Year, joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy whites, actually. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Feeling like I can't get it right. Time is like a noose around my neck and it's tight. God, let me believe that I'm gonna win the fight. Don't let the devil on my back drag me to the night. My body's aching, but I'm not slowing down. My heart is racing, but I've got too far to give up now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait till see that deep.
Just wait, you'll see that deep down I you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just what you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just what you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just what you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just what you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I spend most of my days on the edge of a cliff, wondering if I jump, will I fall to my death? Will wings spread from my back before I take my last breath? Or will death take its toll and crush the life I've lived? There's a war in my mind, no matter how high I climb. These voices, they tell me lies, the most venom is kind.
Welcome to Max and Kevy on Civic Media. That was Apex Aura out of Milwaukee with their songs Cliff and Coming for the Crown before that. They are an up-and-coming band with a lot of energy and are up for multiple Whammy Awards this year. Catch Apex Aura in the studio next weekend. I'm so very excited to introduce those guys to you. But for tonight, this is Max and Kevy, and I'm your new host, M-Shell. I'm so happy to be here playing Wisconsin-made punk, hard rock, and metal until midnight. We've got some amazing music ahead, as well as an interview with metal band Now It's Dark. I'll have Frost and Zach tell you all about them and their music in just a little bit. But first, let's get you back to the music. Up next is Fuzz Dolly with Closing In. We'll be right back. You're listening to Max and Kevi on Civic Media. That was Sword of Honor by Forcefield. Thank you for letting me, M. Shell, fill your speakers with wonderful Wisconsin music. Max and Kevi is now on Sundays from 10 p.m. to midnight. Listen live on AM or FM, or download the Civic Media app and tune in whenever you need your fix of local music. Check out maxincradio.com for the full schedule and all podcasts. Also, a big thank you to our sponsors and buddies over at Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And a big thank you to Carbon 4 Brewing Company. They're on Madison's east side, featuring high-quality beers with the best ingredients. Visit their tap room for local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com. Now back to more Max Inc. Heavy. Up next is Abaddon's End with Absent in Adolescence.
Questioning where If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Strike his final blow, but we thunder.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Emshel, your host for Heavy. Max Inc. gets heavy until midnight tonight with all original punk, hard rock, and metal from Wisconsin. That last song was Mickey Magnum with their song Avenging Spirit. Do you have new music? Please send it to us at music@civicmedia.us. Or, hey, if you have a request or any feedback or anything like that that you want us to hear, let us hear it. Text us at 844-96-PARTY. Yep, that's 844-96-PARTY. Or you can always text us directly through that Civic Media app. That app is a great resource to keep in touch with us and all things local music. We are local music. Don't go anywhere, anybody. We've got music on the way from Now It's Dark and their exclusive interview with me. We'll get to hear Frost and Zach share with us what's new with them. Only here on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Oh,
M. Shell here with another fantastic band on Max Inc. Heavy, featuring Frost Taylor and Zach Barnhart of Now It's Dark. Now, I'm a little ashamed to admit I'm new to this band, so I'm excited to learn more about them along with those of you who are in the same boat. As for the fans, you're way ahead of us and should be excited too. Frost and Zach, thank you so much for taking time for this interview.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited to have you guys. So tell me a little bit about Now It's Dark, what kind of music you play and where you're from.
So we are kind of a combination of hard rock, metal, and a little bit of punk. We kind of jump all over the place a little bit with genre. And we are from just outside of Chicago, so the suburbs.
Not too far away at all. So do you guys get up to Wisconsin pretty often, though?
Yeah, we do. I've got a lot of family up in Wisconsin, and I've been a part of kind of the central and southern Wisconsin scenes for a long time in different bands. So we make sure we go up there at least, you know, every couple months is usually what we do. So we're playing the back bar on March 15th up there in Janesville. And we're playing Marshfield in April as well. So got a couple ones coming up out your way.
Yeah, absolutely. I love back bar. I've gone to many shows there. Good people out there for sure. So how long have you guys been a band?
All right. So as a live band with actual members, just under a year. So this kind of started as a project that I had started with just a couple of my buddies that I hired to, you know, do production and to play guitar for me. I was fed up with finding a band and, you know, having everybody quit on me or not being able to start. So I said, it, and I'm going to write an album. And I started that about 4 years ago. The project has been, you know, in the works for 4 years, but as like an actual band, about a year.
Zach, how long have you been with the band then?
Since like October was when I officially started. You know, I played a few shows with them as a rhythm guitar player, and, you know, through all the lineup changes and all that, I switched to bass, and then, you know, our new guitar player is a good friend of mine and coworker, and, you know, he took that spot up. You know, and here we are now.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like things are going really well for you guys. You release an album in the fall. Tell me about your release party.
Yeah, it was really cool. We had a bunch of our friends actually, you know, playing the show. It was funny. I actually found a old flyer from about like 5-6 years ago, and it was basically all the same people, different bands, obviously. But it was literally the same exact show that we played about 5 years ago, like in October as well. So it was pretty cool that was our album release. I've known these people for, you know, however long in the scene. That was definitely cool. We had a really good turnout. You know, Spruce City definitely took care of us. It was a pretty full house. You know, sold a lot of CDs. We actually have to order more, which is pretty cool. And we went through so many so quickly. I was not expecting that. The response has been really cool. Spotify has been great as well on that, just, you know, starting with the release party. And it's actually maintained up until now, which, is pretty cool for us to see that. You know, a lot of times you get the giant jumps and then the drop-offs and stuff, but it's been pretty consistent. So I would say that, you know, the release party was definitely a success just based off of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I don't base success off of Spotify. It's a whole different animal.
Oh, yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so where did you guys record this album?
So we recorded with my friend Marco Abaya. He has a little studio in his basement that he calls the Audio Lounge. I've known this guy for years and years. We used to work together. So when I was doing an album, you know, we hit him up and, you know, he jumped on board immediately. So that's really where everything was recorded. We did some drums at a couple different locations. We went to Rough Draft Rocks out in Palatine to do a couple songs there. So kind of bounced around, but for the most part, it was just in Marco's basement.
That's awesome. What have some of the challenges that you guys have faced while recording an album?
Oh man, so a lot. It took me about 4 years to get this, you know, actually written, recorded, and out. So, you know, constant challenges. Just COVID hit right in the middle of it. So that was huge. You know, we couldn't really do anything for most of that year, unfortunately. So, you know, it was kind of just me and the guitar player I hired to help me write, just kind of phone calls and, you know, video chats and stuff like that, you know, going over it, which is really hard to write over video chat, especially if you don't have great audio. So that was definitely a challenge. So it was just a lot of remote work. Also just, I, you know, am a fairly new vocalist, and you know, a lot of things that I would come across is that I would improve, and then I'd go back and listen to the tapes and be like, this is terrible, I gotta redo it. So we did that about like 10 times. So definitely just a lot of re-recording and a lot of schedule issues and, you know, COVID getting in the way.
Yeah, that definitely threw a wrench in, I think, everybody's life for a while. So that's definitely common story. So from what I understand, yeah. Zach included, is you have new members in the band, and you guys just played a first show with these guys. How did that go? I hear it went well.
Yeah, it was really awesome. We played with From Ashes to Embers on their EP release, and the venue was, I don't know if we actually sold out, if we were near sold out. There were about 310 people, so I don't know what that is in capacity terms for Rock House, but we were very close to sold out, if not sold out. So that was awesome, you know, just to have that, all locals on the bill, which, you know, it's huge for local music to have that happen. You know, just, again, a lot of great friends, a lot of people who, you know, had seen us play before coming out, you know, and getting to see the new guys play. You know, of course, they were like blown away. Our new guitar player, his name's Spidey. He is like, he's a guitar wizard. He's just riffing and soloing and just improvising like constantly, like in between the songs and stuff, and just honestly like blowing me away, let alone, you know, the crowd. So it was really awesome. It was a great show, you know, great first show, especially for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's huge. Zach, how do you feel about that?
No, it was a really sorry, a really good show. You know, the biggest crowd I've played in front of in the short time I've been with them. You know, to hear, you know, people sing our songs is also really cool, and to get those big pops at the end of our set and songs was, you know, was something really special to me.
Absolutely. That's a huge part of why, from what I understand, musicians love to make music, connect with those fans, and it's all about the human experience, you know?
Exactly.
So where can we find you guys? How can we find out about your upcoming shows and stay in touch with Now It's Dark?
So we're on Spotify, we're on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. It's Now It's Dark, no apostrophe. No apostrophe, so don't get us confused. There's another band from Texas with an apostrophe. That is not us. And Zach actually just put together a really cool website that, you know, is kind of our EPK, but it's also, you know, the best place to find out about everything. We've got all our dates on there. We're going to have ticket links. We're still working on a couple videos, but that's going to be our main place for all things Now It's Dark. It's nowitsdarkofficial.com.
Great. That's awesome. It sounds like you guys are everywhere, and definitely looking forward to catching you live, hopefully sometime soon. Thank you so much for being on the show.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep in touch with you guys, and have a wonderful, wonderful time out there making awesome music.
Toxic Infatuation is the name of that song. Now It's Dark is the name of that band. Big thanks to both Frost and Zach for that wonderful interview. Check out their upcoming show on April 13th with Would You Kindly at Goodfellas Pub in Marshfield, Wisconsin at 9 p.m. And there is no cover for that show. It's going to be a really great show with two amazing bands. We actually had Gina Marie and Paul from Would You Kindly featured on Heavy last weekend. If you missed it, check out that podcast on maxincradio.com or on the Civic Media app. Stay tuned for more Max Inc. Heavy, including music from Blame It on Kane after the break. But first, here's Would You Kindly song, Charlatan.
I've been going through the motions, making words out of nothing. Remaking these songs like they're supposed to mean something. Holding on to moments that we both know have come and gone. I've been fighting these urges just to run away screaming. And if I keep on going, I will dive off the deep end. Can't swim through these waters that are pulling me down. Every time I step on to the stage, I wonder how I ever made it to this place. I've been fighting myself, how did I win this race? I'm an imposter, running from myself. Just another person in the same old shell. I'm an imposter, just a writer without a cause. And I don't know how I'm supposed to keep on. If I'm a charlatan, I've been trying to make it through each one of these moments, and every time I get close, I get lost in the torment. Charlatan.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in and he's having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game. And he goes, hey guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. He runs and powers it down. And I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.